Dan, what did this new research find about combining treatments for anxiety disorders?
Well, first, they used a more traditional approach, cognitive behavioral therapy, and it's usually pretty effective. But there was part of this group that didn't get good results. So they used relatively newer approach, which is about a decade old, give or take. And it's transcranial magnetic stimulation. It is pretty much what it sounds like, that you apply magnets to various parts of the brain, and it stimulates, in this case, a part of the prefrontal cortex that helps diminish anxiety and essentially unlearn it. There are very few side effects with this.
Yeah, this is applied to the outside of your head to stimulate your brain, right?
This particular intervention is. It's to the outside. There's others that are more involved, but this one is applied to the outside. Here's what they found. Those who used both interventions, A, not only did better, but the benefit was more sustained than those who only had cognitive therapy. Now, we have to know it was a very small study, and they only tested one type of anxiety. So we need a lot more research here. Nevertheless, what we see here is promising. More important, the thinking behind this study is promising.
What do you mean when you say the thinking? The combination of old and new, so to speak?
Yeah, exactly. And being open to applying whatever works. You know, in our field, unfortunately, some of us become wed to our theory. And that's all we use because we believe deeply that that's what's going to work. And when that happens, we become less effective, and our patients suffer more.
Now, I've heard transcranial magnetic stimulation described as a pacemaker for the brain, so to speak, that you are stimulating connections within the brain that perhaps have gone dormant or are not functioning. So could the mechanism here be that you are simply making the brain more receptive for the therapy that is to follow the stimulation?
Absolutely. You know, I've seen patients in my office, and I knew in the first session, talk therapy was not going to be helpful. Not yet, anyway. You know, they were so agitated or so deeply depressed that they needed physical, chemical help before they could settle down and talk.
Thank you, Dan.
Thank you, Megan.